Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Fritos!
Fritos! Dude, that sounded weird.
He didn't say the word.
Fritos!
You are saying, what were you saying?
Boop? I said Jesus.
Jesus.
Jesus!
I wanted everyone to follow Jesus.
What if we had a church and we were like,
Jesus! What if we all became religious? We would be the most popular religious people.
Yes!
Absolutely. If we did it, for sure we'd be the most popular.
Oh, man.
Well, because we'd shoot to the top of the charts right away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The top of the religious charts.
Top of the religion charts.
Number one in religion on Apple Podcasts.
What do you think is the ranking of religions right now? Who's on top?
It would have to be I'm trying to gauge, like,
whatever you say is wrong. Whatever you say is wrong.
Shit.
Yeah, I'm not gonna wait. What
there's
what the
gotta
fuck
be a ranking
why would
somewhere.
I say?
You jumped right in.
Guys, suits is pajamas.
Okay. Now this
suits
is something
a TV
you said.
Show?
Pajamas with the characters
suits the
from
TV
Suits.
Show
yes.
Is now called Pajamas.
Wait,
it's
but
Meaghan Markle, she's on there.
A suit,
the other Suits people.
A suit with Oprah the characters Stein. From Suits on it, that would be next level shit.
It would be next level. It would be so meta.
You know,
and they're wearing suits, right? Or yeah. They're filing lawsuits. I never saw the show.
They're doing both.
They do both on the show?
Is that why it's called Suits?
I think so.
Oh.
So it's they wear suits and they file suits.
They wear suits, they file suits.
Swim in suits for sure.
Why wasn't it called Toots?
Why wasn't it called Magoots? Toots Magoots.
Why wasn't it called Roots? Because it was already taken.
Why wasn't it called Zoot Suit Riot?
Throw back a bottle of beer. Zoot Suit Riot.
What do you think about the cherry poppin' daddies, Paul?
Wow, they love to pop cherries. That's fucking disgusting.
They're popping their progeny.
Here's the thing. They're progenies. It's something that I didn't think about
cherry
much at the time.
Progenies?
No, it was just like three random
cherry poppin' progenies. We're the children of the cherry poppin' daddies.
We had our cherries pop by them.
Ew!
That's what it's implying.
Do you know what that means, Scott, when you say that?
Yes. But
wait, that's their band name.
It's not me.
Do you know what that means when you're saying that?
So cherry popping is figurative, but daddy's is literal.
I think all three are literal.
So well, then what's the big deal? The daddies can pop cherries.
But not
Ew.
Of their...
The fruit, Lauren. The fruit.
Well, that certainly wasn't clear.
This is what I'm saying. If it's
all
I
see
literal,
what you're saying.
Yes.
And do you know what Zoot Suit Riot even means?
Yes,
no.
I do.
What?
It's really, really rude.
Should I look it up?
I don't know what it means.
Oh, okay.
I mean, they wear
I was
zoot
intrigued.
Suits and they dance. That's what I'm guessing.
Yeah, that's what I thought it was. Yeah. It's like, hey, this party's going to be so...
I think there actually was something called a Zoot Suit Riot.
Well,
where
did Cherry Pop and Daddies even do that song?
Did Cherry Pop and Daddies
even do that song?
Did Cherry Pop and Daddies even do that song? Did Cherry Pop and Daddies even do that song?
I remember at the time thinking the name was just dumb. And then for whatever reason,
it suddenly like
I
locked
recently
in
thought
your
of
mind.
It. And I was like, that, you can't do that.
Yeah.
Zoot Suit Riot meaning Google Go. Zoot Suit Riots occurred from 5 days in June in 1943.
Oh,
the
so
Zoot
it's historical.
Suit Riots were a series of riots in Los Angeles, California, which pitted American servicemen stationed in Southern California against young Latino and Mexican-American city residents.
Oh, no.
Well,
I don't like this.
Target.
No.
The target was Mexican Americans and other Zoot Suit wearers. Oh. Victims, 500 plus arrested, injured, 150 plus.
So maybe the song is about from their point of view.
I was just going to say, let's look up the lyrics to
Right.
I always assume the lyrics
by
were
the
just
white band, Cherry Pop and
That's
Daddy.
That's what I'm saying. I feel like it's getting weird.
Wait, they have that name, Riot? Cherry Pop and Daddy's, and they're not on the right side of history?
Here, who's that whispering in the trees? It's two sailors, and they're on leave.
Oh.
Pipes and chains and swinging hands. Who's your daddy? Yes, I
what?
Am.
Why are
they bringing up daddy's again?
Fat Cat came to play.
By the way, now, is it the Cherry Pop and Daddy's? We don't know.
Wait, this is a bad song. Now you can't run fast enough. You'd best stay away when the pushers come to shove. Zoot Suit Riot. Throw back a bottle of beer. Pull a comb through your coal black hair. Throw back a bottle of beer. Okay.
Whose side are they on
a
here?
A whipped up, jitterbugging, brown-eyed man. A stray cat fronting up an eight-piece band. Cut me Sammy and you'll understand. In my veins, hot music ran.
I'm getting lost.
This is terrible.
If you're one of the 55 members of Cherry Pop and Daddy's, contact us.
So we can say fuck you.
I don't think this is good.
I don't think it's good. It seems like they're on the wrong side of the Zoot Suit Riots.
I think so too. Cherry Pop and Daddy's.
But it's a good song.
But no one's ever known. No one has ever known. Has anyone out there who's listening to this podcast known what that song is? Because he might be.
You know what? And you know what else? And
also, I will say, did you know what that song was about? And secondly, a few episodes ago, we jokingly
in jest
asked if anyone who listens to our show is younger than me. And people are commenting, I think I'm younger than you. I'm 30. I'm like, we know you're younger than me. I'm not that young.
Wait, you're saying everyone is younger than you?
All
of our listeners are younger than me or older than you.
Who's our oldest?
So there's no one in between.
Okay, we know our youngest listener is 6.
That's right.
But we need to know who our oldest listener is.
I feel like somebody, we asked
But there can be
before,
no one
maybe.
Older than you that's younger than me?
What?
In that in between?
Is this like
of those 2 years that...
There can be no one older than you that's younger than me.
Rumpelstiltskin.
Who am I? I'm in a tree.
I'm a cherry popping daddy.
Riot.
Could you look your child in the face and say... I was in a band. We had a very popular song. We were called the Cherry Pop and Daddy's.
Yeah, that's fucking disgusting. That sounds like a fun sketch.
What did I just do?
A fun sketch?
Yeah, like your sketch was really good that you decided.
It's not really a sketch.
Let's keep it.
No, it's a sketch.
So you're the dad.
What was it, Dad?
Cherry Pop and Daddy's are... You're going to pop my what, Daddy?
Did they ever... What you're taking...
It's literal, Paul.
It's a bad sketch.
The daddy part is literal.
The daddy part is literal, but the cherry, if you take the meaning of cherry poppin' to mean what, I mean, that is the meaning of cherry poppin'.
But why wouldn't you take daddy in the meaning of cherry poppin'?
Because, no.
Are you leaving?
It's not, yeah, goodbye. Yeah. That's all I need to say.
Screech.
It's not cherry poppin' fathers.
We got to move on. I don't want to talk about these freaks anymore.
This is the most anyone's talked about them.
I don't want to talk
ever.
About it anymore.
I love the 90s.
Yeah.
What ska band do you want to talk about?
I don't need to talk about a ska band. Okay, what about Squirrel Nut Zippers?
Oh, okay.
Love those guys.
In the afterlife.
You will be ready for the serious life. But now you make the scene all day. About tomorrow they'll be held to pay. We did it.
That was really good.
That was really good.
That was really good. Remember when you sang that song?
It wasn't me. I had my friend David sing that song.
Wow, my memory put you in it.
Where was this?
This was at my birthday party.
Oh, I was there.
At which you sang Rock
Oh,
Hot
yeah,
Hot.
I did. Getting all ready.
By the way, I was so out of breath within 2 minutes, and that song is 7 minutes long.
It's a long song.
That is a long song. Someone else sang it, huh?
David Reese sang Hell by the Squirrel Nut Zippers. I had various friends sing at my 50th birthday party. I had a full band, and people sang songs that were connected to various points of my life as I reflected back.
And so what did that song stand for?
When
that
he's
was
dead.
Like, that
in
was
the
like
afterlife.
When I,
that's significant.
Yeah, that's a future song. I will be in hell. That was when I, like around the time that I moved to Los Angeles was when Swingers happened and that revival was
swing
happening.
Was
the swing
was so
revival.
Cool for a second.
Well, all that was happening right there on Vermont.
People would go to the Derby.
The Dresden.
And the Dresden.
And did you guys
Martin
swing dance
Lane.
Ever?
I think I went
did
one
you dress
week.
In the style?
No.
I sort of did. Yeah. In fact, I had a girlfriend who like, well, first of all, I remember going up at the Laugh Factory and Aisha Tyler was the host. And my friend and I did our bit, and she was like, wow, that was like swingers from hell. And I was like, I don't know.
Well,
she's great, though.
Did you do something demonic?
She probably just saw you and then thought swingers, and she's like, how can I make this about swingers?
Yeah. But then I also started dating a girl, and this is just because I wore a suit. She did not end up being a roommate.
I will not be singing the theme song Reality.
Thank you so much.
Or Roommate Reminiscence.
But she is no longer with us if you have a theme song for that.
In Memoriam?
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
It's so hard
before
to
we
say
go
goodbye.
To our next segment. We must remember the people who have gone before that we haven't previously mentioned on the podcast.
Well, I'm sorry your ex-girlfriend died.
But she, when she...
Do you have any dead ex-boyfriends? Scott and I both have dead ex-girlfriends.
No, but... no, I don't.
Not yet. Not that I know of.
I will not be speaking on the matter.
You killed them?
Oh, shit.
But when she saw me, I think she remarked to her friend, like, wow, it's like swingers. And it was like, I was kind of like, well, I'm just wearing a suit.
That was a time when I used to get that a lot, too.
Yeah.
But, you know, you're doing the thing that was popular. And in the 90s, you didn't have the internet to really go look at other stuff that was popular. So if you knew one thing, that was it.
We're turning over the hourglass.
In the 90s, it was easy. There was no internet. If you knew one thing, that was it.
And it was popular.
You were set.
You
no one could challenge
you. Fill your brain with all kinds of shit all day. You just knew stuff where you didn't.
Everyone knew one thing and they would share it.
I was thinking about address books the other day.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And how just like you had to have a really thick one. And
if you were popular.
And then you had to just like write down everyone's fucking address and phone number in it. Yeah, crazy.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I liked that kind of thing. I like to have...
And little... you had to carry it with you everywhere you
went.
You
did?
I, of course, had my Rolodex in my office.
I like stationary, like analog sort of things.
I like stuff
that.
Like that, yeah. Too. But I don't have any... I finally stopped buying things like that because I wouldn't use them. Notebooks and things like that.
Yeah.
Because I would see like a nice Moleskine or whatever.
Oh, yeah. I have a whole wall of notebooks over
here.
My, like, my manager gave me some nice stationery with my name on it, and I used it all up writing back to anyone who would write to me. Which, by the way, if I haven't written back to you, it's
mostly
because
that's sick kids in the hospital.
Sure,
who's writing
sure.
to you? What do you mean?
Anytime anyone would write a letter. To Earwolf or whatever, I would.
Oh, a fan.
I would write back.
How nice but, on your personalized stationery. So
but then I ran out of the stationery, so I apologize if I haven't written. And plus, we haven't even been in the studio, so there's no way to get.
I know. I wonder if there's a big pile of mail for all of us.
Don't.
For
all so please us. Don't start writing again.
Take the hint.
I forgot that we made everyone send postcards.
Oh, right. Why did we do that?
To renew?
To get another, season.
Oh, it worked.
Which I feel like we already knew we were doing.
It was not in danger. But it was fun because it was somebody else's problem. Yeah. We made it somebody else's problem.
It was OPP.
Oh, yeah. You know me.
Yeah. Remember when that came out? It was the big controversy of they said it was other people's problems, but then everyone said it
or
was
other
it's really other people's pussy.
Yeah.
But wait a second. This timer here.
Yeah. We just turned it over.
Did it already run out before? Or I never
Yeah, it ran out.
So it must be only 20 minutes or so.
No, I think. God, she's fucking annoying me.
It never got turned over after we stopped recording.
I thought I did it.
No. No, you God, didn't
Paul,
do it.
And
I
asked
no, I did.
Over.
I did.
Paul, handle this for me. I can't. I'm going to flip out.
You lied.
I'm going to flip out on her.
Lauren?
Don't
you
look at anything else.
Making Scott
so
let's, crazy.
You flipped that over probably 4 minutes ago.
God damn it! Shut up!
If that runs off before 4:32, I'm going to call the cops.
The cops. Oh, Lauren.
No,
Lauren, you Lauren. Infuriate us, but we love you.
Well, who cares? So what
who
else
cares?
Do you want to talk about when you wore your zoot suit and you when you, your girlfriend called you a swinger?
Well, this is the thing, though. I had been wearing suits since 1988 in my first.
What are you, Paul F. Tomp?
Paul, did I not wear suits when you first met me?
Yes, you did, Scott.
And then
yes,
you were you like, did. "Yeah, it's your thing. I'll let you have."
And now look at you. Who are you? The boss?
You're so
the boss?
Bruce Springsteen.
Oh, boss.
Bruce Springsteen.
Jean jacket.
No, Bruce
T-shirt,
Springsteen. The boss.
Pants.
No, I phased it out. It was too much work.
What?
That's what Bruce Springsteen wears.
Oh, you're listing all the things?
Everything that I'm wearing right now. But I wasn't like Paul where I had a ton. I had like, you know, a rotation of maybe three or something like that. But and different shirts and stuff like that. But
I have a bunch. I also have like things that I have to have taken in because I'm in a weird place right now where I only have like a couple things that fit me.
Oh, yeah.
I started fitting back into my Comedy Bang Bang clothes again. Thank God.
Oh, nice. You're going to wear and you're going to wear them.
Yeah. I'm going to go out there in the sweaters.
Do you keep them in a separate area?
No, I just mean like Hollywood. I got a bunch of the clothes after the show because it was stuff I normally would wear.
But like you said, you didn't fit in them for a bit.
Oh, well, this is the, they're just all there. They're all there in my closet, like beckoning to me.
My whole closet is stuff I can't wear. I'm like, it's annoying.
But
that annoyed me.
Yeah, it kind of annoys me with your closet, really.
Oh, that annoys you about my clothes?
No, you're right.
They're all
annoying.
Just hanging there. It's annoying.
It is. I'm getting very annoyed.
It's annoying.
Could you do something about it, please?
I'm working on it, slowly but surely.
Are you and Mike the same size?
Well, I do wear a lot of his clothes lately, so now more so.
Does he ever wear any of yours?
No, he can't fit in my old clothes. But he does wear some of my new clothes. I got these big old sweatpants at Target that he started wearing, and I was like, those are mine. And then he's like, you're wearing my sweatpants. I'm like, it's not a free-for-all, bud.
Are you guys at the same height? How tall are you?
He's 6'3".
He is?
Or 6'2"?
He can't be.
6'1"?
He's 6'2", probably.
He's 5'9".
He's taller than me.
Is he taller than me?
How tall are you?
I'm 6'2 and a half.
You're probably...
Are we the same size?
I think Scott is taller than Mike.
You might be taller than you think you are.
I don't think I am.
Oh, Scott, you're taller than you think you are.
Oh, boy. Well, 6'2 and a half. But why are you counting halves when you're over 6'2"? You know what I mean? It's like you're 6'3".
Because he's not 6'3".
Yeah.
There was this guy that did Cool Up work for him. I can't remember because she had all these fashion jobs. Because she went to, you know, college.
I just saw cameras popping.
Turn to the left.
She went to college for fashion design merchandising. So she was in the merchandising side. She did Ed Hardy when that was first came out.
Von Duke.
She was a sales rep.
Really
for
popular.
That. But I remember some store that I went in to see her at with some dude she worked with or whatever.
Ducci.
Some Ducci? Past the Ducci, I said.
On the left-hand side?
Some Von Ducci she worked with.
And I walked in and the guy was like, how tall are you? And I said, 6'2"? And he went, oh, 6'2". And then as we were leaving later, like an hour later, he said, you want to touch my monkey? He was in the car. He was in a car outside and he just slowly rolled down his window and said, goodbye, 6'2". And Cool Up says it all the time. Goodbye, 6'2".
That's a good quote. That's a fun thing to say to somebody.
Is it as good as, ooh, Mr. Magoo?
Ooh, Mr. Magoo.
I love that.
By the way, both of you are looking like a real Mr. Magoo today.
Oh, wow. We're missing our glasses.
No, you just don't have them on.
Yeah.
Reclaiming it. Yeah.
Reclaiming my time. Remember?
Yeah. Yeah.
Remember that?
Remember when Nevertheless You Persisted? Yeah.
Nevertheless, reclaiming my time.
Nevertheless, what do you kill?
Nevertheless,
Jennifer, are you guys excited about West Side Story? Jennifer, on a buddy, you'll shut up.
Nevertheless, I reclaim my time.
Nevertheless, you persisted.
Reclaiming my time.
Jennifer, on a buddy, you nevertheless, you persisted.
Can I finish? Nevertheless, you persisted.
What if someone was elected, and that was the first thing they said. They went up, they were a senator, and they went up and said, can I finish? Nevertheless, she persisted. And then, like, kind of did a dance. Wait. And then sat down.
Nevertheless, she persisted.
What's the occasion? I guess.
Tax the rich.
I would like to know.
Tax the rich.
I don't know. They're
tax the rich. Nevertheless, she persisted.
I'm a clever butter.
They're always getting up to talk.
The glass ceiling.
I just kind of did like woo woo woo, like I did it.
The glass ceiling.
Oh. What's the difference between a pit bull and a soccer mom? Lipstick.
What's the difference between a pit bull and a soccer mom?
That's what I just said.
No, hold on. What's the difference between a pit bull and a soccer mom?
What?
I'm gonna claim my time.
Nevertheless, she persisted. Whoop whoop whoop. Whoop whoop whoop.
What's the little pitbull on the second one? The glass ceiling.
What else? What else? What else do we got here?
The
stain on the blue dress.
That famous quote.
Oh, we all said it.
The stain on the blue dress. Still a blue dress.
Nevertheless.
Oh my God.
Good stuff.
This would be enough of an episode, right?
Yeah, we should just end the episode now.
That fucking guy.
Which guy?
Bunch of lies.
Which guy?
Bill Clinton.
Yeah.
I did not inhale.
Yeah, that was the first one.
Saxophone.
That time. Man.
Remember when he lied about playing the saxophone on Arsenio Hall?
And then, like, they made him do it, and he was like, beep, bop, bop, beep, bop.
And everyone's like, oh, he's cool.
No.
Remember when that was? I don't know if you remember.
Nothing.
I don't know if you remember this, but he was supposedly the first rock and roll president.
I do, because I remember Phil Hartman being like,
but just because he played the saxophone, which is a jazz instrument.
And they also did it on Animaniacs.
Now, I've told you that I had a music teacher in fifth grade who said...
You have said that so many times to me.
A song cannot be a rock and roll song unless it has saxophone.
What?
That's absolutely insane. But I also remember when I wanted to play saxophone...
What year was this?
I was told to do the clarinet first as a warm-up instrument to learn the saxophone when I was in fifth or sixth grade. And then I played the clarinet and I was horrible. I never got to anything better.
Maybe a saxophone was more expensive and they were like, let's just sell her a clarinet.
It's made of brass.
I rented it.
Oh, my brother rented an accordion. I remember this, having to go to accordion lessons, even though I wasn't taking it, but my mom would like make me go.
Tell me about his progress.
Just so that there's something for you to do.
Well, yeah. She needed to watch me.
Yeah.
And she needed to drive him. So she
had to sit there and wait for him.
She had to sit there and wait for him. So I just remember, and this is like 1975, I think, 1976, just like the shittiest.
Before errands had been invented. Yes. So she had nothing else to do.
Yeah.
I just remember that was my whole childhood, is being in the 70s, going to drugstores and accordion lessons and just like sitting around in the station wagon.
Oh, you just had to wait around all the time. I was always waiting in the car or like hiding in the clothes at the store.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I would do that too. Waiting. Or like carpet stores too.
Yeah.
You'd hide in the clothes at carpet stores?
Like going to like the upholstery place. I feel like that was like a place we went to a lot. Fabric store. Ugh. Where they do the curtains and the things.
Yeah.
So then I'd be so bored because it was the most boring shit ever.
There's nothing for a kid to look at a fabric store.
I remember going to my mom's.
Unless you're interested in fabric.
Which I was as a child.
Wait, is your mom Joanne?
My mom is Joanne.
My dad's Michaels.
I made my own drapes when I was nine.
Michaels doesn't have an apostrophe, does it?
I don't fucking know.
And neither does Ralph's.
That's right. And you know why?
Because it was more expensive to make the sign.
The apostrophe. Exactly.
Fuck,
it's more
that.
Expensive to
really?
Make the sign.
Don't be cheap. Put the apostrophe.
DBC PTA.
Have I said this before? I've thought this a million times. If I had a business, like even if I had a McDonald's franchise or something like that, I had a...
Even that.
But I'm saying I wouldn't call that my own business. Like, maybe it is. I don't know. But
I think you're a small business owner if you franchise. Well, yes,
somebody asks you, what do you do for a living?
That's your business.
You would say, I run somebody else's business.
I don't do it for fun.
If I had a store, but I usually think about when I think about fast food. When the lights are out of the... don't sing that song.
When the lights... I don't know what song.
I think you made it happen.
You were singing it. Go out in the city.
Oh, yeah. Journey.
Think about when there's a big M and then part of it's gray.
Wait, give me a minute.
Think about when it's a big M.
And part of it's gray because the light is out behind that one.
Yeah.
Light.
You would do it the second?
My priority would be to replace any light bulbs in the signs on my business.
Are you running for McDonald's?
I'm running for Mayor McKee. But I would, because I always think it looks like dirty when they don't have that.
Right.
And then I'm thinking, this isn't a great establishment, even though, of course, I wouldn't eat that.
Does McDonald's still use those mascots? I know that they still have Grimace because I saw them on the Thanksgiving Day parade.
But I saw a meme where someone was like, they asked the employee at McDonald's about Grimace and they were like, I don't know who that is. And then the person said, he works there.
But you definitely don't see them in commercials anymore.
Meme recap.
Well, maybe we do.
No, they don't do that. But But maybe Ronald was.
Which one of you is going to talk to me?
But they could be on Saturday morning
parade.
That's what I just said.
You did?
Yes. Ronald was there, and Grimace was there, but he was the only. Maybe the Hamburglar was there too, but I did not see Mayor McCheese or Big Mac. ACAB.
I don't like how Ronald looks.
Is Big Mac a sheriff?
No, he's like a Bobby. He's like a turn of the century American policeman.
What about the fry guys or those little things?
Ugh, they're goblins.
I want fries now.
Fries are great.
Them now.
But here's the thing. The two characters, Mary McCheese and Big Mac, who had human bodies, but then their heads
were the
burgers.
They knew they were mascots, those guys.
It's fucked up, though.
What were you going to say? Because that's a different thought.
I was going to say it's fucked up.
It's fucked up. It's fucked up to have a burger
human,
for a head.
No, their head is food.
No, it's not.
You think it's good.
I think it's normal.
There's a thing about it that bothers me because it's just like sloppy.
Well, yeah, it's disgusting. Your head's a cheeseburger. I eat your head? No.
I eat your head.
But what if the human body evolved to the point where you had a normal human body and then your head like a baby body? With a baby head as well.
What?
It's just another body.
On top of your neck.
Yeah,
because
the biological imperative. Everyone thinks, have an appendix.
No, everyone thinks babies are cute and they love them and they don't want to hurt them. So you had a head and everyone, and then all
but
war
the
would
head
cease.
Is also the baby's body. You said it's a body.
Yeah, it's
and
a body
head.
And a head. Yeah.
So your head is a full baby.
A full baby, and your
so
body is
when
a full
you
adult's
go
body.
Go inside the shirt with somebody.
That's a callback to a previous episode we recorded.
And you for sure heard it.
See if you can find it in the archives.
Go back 1 week.
I would just punch people in the stomach.
Yeah.
In the baby stomach or in the... If you okay,
because
so
then they go like, oh, they bend over and then I kiss the baby.
Paul loves babies.
I do love babies.
I feel like when you brought your baby in earlier, I gave it the short shrift because I was concerned about setting up here.
It.
I didn't think
I wanted to look at it and say
I was thinking
cute.
About that the other night. I was like, I didn't give Holly her due. I feel like I was a little distracted.
You didn't give her flowers.
Yeah. Exactly.
Well,
so.
Another time.
Okay. Oh, this is making me think you're never going to let me see
another
her again.
Time for sure. It'll happen later.
I got to hold Holly. It was very exciting.
Yeah, you did.
But I was distracted.
Well,
yeah,
that's on you.
I have something I wanted to bring up.
Oh no,
Scott, this is unprecedented.
Confrontation corner. Confrontation corner.
Confrontation corner.
It's not about either of you.
Confrontation corner.
Okay,
it doesn't have to be.
Okay,
it's about somebody.
It is about somebody.
Okay.
Oh,
so we've narrowed it down.
I twice now, I've been walking our two dogs. And I have seen a dog wandering around in a yard loose, and I've come up to it and taken it. And the first time it had a collar that said where it lived, and I've taken it to the house and said, "Is this your dog? I found him wandering around." And it's three 10-year-old girls answered the door together.
Three
10-year-old girls answered like a 30-year-old. No, three 10-year-old girls answered the door and they're like.
It's three 10-year-old girls, but one.
But they're all one person.
No, they answer and they go. The first time it was like, "Someone's at the door. And he's got our dog." And then I'm like, "Is this your dog? I found him wandering around." They're like, "Oh, thank you." And then I heard the mom.
Now, people need to know that the face Scott is making is not
is
like
disgust.
Just a dumb child face, but it's a face of disgust.
Yeah.
Yeah,
like
a goblin.
Why are you bothering me?
Like a goblin. What's
and,
nice?
The, and the first time the mom was like, "I told you, you have to watch the dog so it doesn't get away or whatever."
Yeah. Fuck.
But then happened just the other day again.
Just
the other day, as a matter of fact. Wandering around in a yard, little cutie. And by the way, there are coyotes on this street constantly that we see.
And that's kind of my fault. But
just, what'd you have to do with it?
I have a bunch of coyotes in a van.
You gave them the address?
I have them in a van and I drive up to your neighborhood and I let them. Yes. They keep trying to catch me, but I'm smarter than them.
She means the roadrunners that would transport. No, wait. No, but, those are coyotes.
I'm every sense of roadrunner. I'm only one
anymore.
Sense of cherry pop and daddy.
But no,
oh,
so this.
God.
So the second time I
get. You eat cherries.
I eat them, and I'm a father.
Second
that I know of.
Second time the dog's not
that
wearing
I,
its collar.
I'm a father that I know of.
Yeah, that's what I said. I stand by it.
Okay.
I have thought about that. I was like, is it possible that I have a kid out there somewhere? It's not.
I know. At this point, it's not possible.
They'd come for you.
But no, the second time
I looked up your net worth on the internet.
Yeah, hello.
On Comedian Net Worth. The second time, no caller, but I knew where it was. And the second time, I ring the bell, and then the just look of confusion.
Yeah, like, why do you keep having our dog?
That these three girls, yeah. And it was like, they're like, hello?
Wait, wasn't this, the three answered again?
Yeah. And they're like, hello? And they're looking at the dog. You must recognize this is your dog. And then I say, is this your dog? And I know it is because I've already returned it to them. And they're
like a good magician.
Yeah. And they're like, oh, thank you. Again, the grimace. Look of
why are they so
grimace
dumb?
And disgust. And no admonishment from the parents this time.
I don't know about this.
But how many times is this a good thing to happen?
I almost think you just don't do it again.
What?
I think one more time would be a good thing to happen, but after that it would be bad.
Keep it. Go keep it.
Go keep it.
When we left from seeing you that day at Just Chaffin's house.
Yes, yes, yes.
Mike rescued a dog.
We saw it.
There was a dog and then he picked it up and then he was trying, there was a phone number, but they didn't answer. And then right as he was going to like look around, a person came looking for the dog and had the leash. And it was a brand new dog they just gotten that was like a rescue. And he got off the leash and he was all, didn't know where he was. And oh my God.
And Mike was like, oh, thank God. I was about to bash his head in.
Well.
Because I couldn't find the owner.
I'd had it for 60 seconds.
That was very sweet. I was glad we got to see that.
Oh, you were there.
Yeah.
I was in the car.
You guys were like way up the street, but we saw it happen.
But doesn't it seem like they don't care about their dog to have this happen twice?
Oh, yeah.
The kids definitely don't care. Can I tell you, you know, my dog friends that I made friends with during
quarantine. I
started
making friends with my neighbor's dog.
Making friends.
Here's what's very funny is the one dog was barking like crazy.
Oh, the one up there?
Sometimes they didn't
bark at me at all because I was like, hi, sweeties.
Sometimes they just looked at me.
The one barked and then the other one was like jumping on the barking one as if to stop him. Yeah, it was so funny.
Wow,
like,
so you guys really made friends right away, huh? I never really said, hey, sweetie. I never did that.
I was just like, hi, sweetie. And they just kind of looked at me like, hey, you're all right.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, it's often when I walk by with Franny, they go crazy because Franny likes to...
By the way, our dog got Kulop put a big Buddha statue in our yard today.
I saw that on Instagram.
And Molly went crazy because she thought it was real.
Oh, Molly.
She's like, don't meditate here.
Another thing for Molly to bark at every single day.
Yes, I know. I'm worried because, yeah, it's
So my dog friends in my neighborhood.
Wait, you're worried?
Oh, I have to stop talking?
No, everyone does. I need silence right now.
Okay, everyone, absolute silence for Paul to do this story.
They have a new dog in their yard, this little black pug who will not warm up to me. He barks all the time.
No.
And I put out my hand for him to sniff.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable. He sniffs.
Unbelievable.
Do you think they were psyched when Crumbelievable happened?
Like, has their song became popular again? Or is
Crumbelievable?
Crumbelievable or Unbelievable?
What? What's Crumbelievable?
Crumbelievable.
It's for breadcrumbs for some company.
For breadcrumbs? Why are they advertising those?
Some food.
Crumple up some bread.
So which came first? Crumbelievable.
God, you got to do everything for these fucking idiots.
What? Milk? Get a cow.
You make chicken bacon and you just rip up bread and just shove it on top of the piece of
bread. Just rip up bread. It won't stick.
It's shake and bake.
I don't put it on anything.
And I help.
It's shake and bake. And I help.
God, that's ancient, that commercial.
Yeah. Did you like my song? It was a remix.
It's a great song.
I loved
song.
It.
Remix.
It's shake and bake. And I helped it shake
so
and
this
bake,
little black
and
dog.
I helped it shake and bake.
He almost bit me a couple times and he will not let the other dogs get pets from me. He gets in the way.
He doesn't like
it. If it bites you, will you have it destroyed?
Oh, yes.
You'll take it to court, walk to the town hall.
I will hold my bloody hand up to the window of the house as I'm calling animal control, saying, I have a dog for you to destroy.
I still think my neighbors think that we called animal control on them, which we did not. Still think they think something.
But now you can say, did you do it?
I have an update on mine, but I can't say it on the show. I'll tell you during the break.
Okay, fine. Well, should we take a break now?
Yeah.
Okay, bye.
Spring Black Friday savings are happening now at the Home Depot and also at your front door. Get spring savings delivered to you with free delivery on over 2 million items. Everything you need for spring cleaning, patio decorating, and front yard gardening sent right to you. And if you need it fast, get same-day delivery on thousands of products like fertilizer and seeds to keep your yard looking beautiful. Spring your way with Spring Black Friday savings only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Order select in-stock items by 4 p.m. subject to availability.
Emmy Award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of 6 live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix. Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Yeah. You crumbleevable.
Yeah, you're not listening to an ad. This is the show. Now we just play ads that we're not
talking.
Getting. we play ads we're not getting paid for on this show somehow.
Just to have ads.
Yep.
So they're not breadcrumbs.
What are
they? They're little snacks.
Oh, little ones.
They're little ones.
What is a big snack?
Like a big snack, probably a 13-ounce steak.
Uh-huh. This reminds me of the sketch that someone was trying to write, Tim Kalpakis, maybe during the Bang Bang Writers Room the world's biggest slider, which happened to be the world's smallest hamburger. It was like right on the line.
Someone was trying to write that. I can't crack it.
I mean, there's not much more to it than that, which is probably why it ended up not being a sketch. But it was a funny concept, I thought. should we do another roommate reminiscence?
No.
No? I don't think so. I want to hear about your second roommate.
We should eventually. But
we should eventually. It doesn't
not
feel
two
like
in
right
a row?
Time.
Yeah.
It feels like if we're going to do it again, it should be two segments again. You know?
Was ours full two segments?
Full two segments.
Wow.
And we got no information from that. Really?
No, we got very little.
I've spoken about my next two roommates endlessly on this show. So mine
we'll
would
skip
be,
those.
Yeah, we'll skip them.
Jesus and the Holy Spirit.
but don't even say that now because that's what you'll say next time when we actually do
of
this.
Course, yeah, yes.
On roommate reminiscence.
So what's going to happen though is we're going to get out of sync. I'm going to be saying my two, you're going to be saying your two. Then you're going to say I skipped two and three, I'm on four now. Then suddenly we're on Scott's fifth roommate.
Yeah, this is a problem.
Wait, but no, I think you talk about the roommates in the that are confined to one place.
Yeah, well, my next two were simultaneous.
Right. And is that what you're saying?
But yeah. He's saying, you know.
I count them as code number twos.
Oh, so you're, okay, because I had an apartment where I had a lot of rotation.
Oh, yes. Okay. That would be different. That would be, we would take those in order.
Okay.
But if
in chronological order, yes.
Yes. But if they're simultaneous.
But what I'm telling you is this is what we should be discussing the next time we do.
We shouldn't discuss this now?
No.
What should we discuss now?
So this is our discussion now is.
Now?
Is this about new business?
We got to finish old business first.
We got to talk about something else. We have to switch it up now.
Did you guys ever have club? Like we had a clubhouse that my dad built for us in our backyard.
Obsessed with clubhouse.
Did you have to do the president, vice president? Like that seemed to be.
Have to or get to?
That seemed to be all clubhouse business was deciding who was going to do these things.
Absolutely. And then you take the minutes.
And the secretary always got the worst part of it.
I was also secretary in student council and I took the minutes.
Because the secretary had to write everything down. Meanwhile, the president gets to be popular and do nothing. Vice president gets to do absolutely nothing, and then treasurer keeps money of which there
is
none.
This is how it really works, huh?
We had a club in our basement, and the club consisted of, and we set up little offices and everything.
Offices in the oh wow,
like
so
a cubicle,
big basement.
Not a cubicle.
But you each had your own
space.
Like
office space.
Yeah, we would use whatever existing furniture for like table,
nine
for desk
and
chair.
Cubicles.
And you're like all day going like, I can't wait till it's time to go home.
And you're like, have coffee all the time.
We get high at 4:20.
Taking smoke breaks.
Yeah. But I was the president. Sorry.
Wow.
There were four.
Because it was your basement?
I want to make it clear I was the student council secretary in fifth grade.
Okay.
I wasn't doing that in high school.
Student council in fifth grade?
And I had to make a speech and get voted.
Why?
What? Why are they making kids do this?
Do they do it every year in your school?
Every fifth grade.
Just fifth? So sixth,
just fifth
seventh,
grade.
Eighth.
So sixth, they would stop.
Oh, sixth is in another school.
Oh. Sixth was
the school,
same
elementary
school where
is
I
K
was.
Through five. Middle school is 6 through 8.
Oh, middle
high
school.
High school,
okay.
Nine
yeah.
through
We
twelve.
Did junior high, which was 7 and 8.
I always have to do some math in my head for that because I went the same school for first through eighth grade and then the same school for
ninth through 12th.
Yeah.
Did you love that?
Loved it. Loved it.
It was so exciting to go to a new school when it was time to go to now middle school, now high school, that kind of thing.
I remember how it was kind of scary going to high school.
Oh, yeah. Scary. For
I still go to high schools.
And you're scary?
Scary Papa Daddy.
So tell us about this.
No, that can't be a callback. That is.
Tell us about your club.
So what did you guys do there?
It was, what did we do there?
Would you listen to the radio or songs by Michael Jackson on the radio?
And
perhaps?
Did you listen to records of Bill Cosby doing stand-up?
Oh, goddamn. I remember we listened. How, I can't say call Jerry Bob and Daddy's in the same episode. We can bring these two guys back every fucking week.
There's something to say about them every time.
It just comes up naturally.
They're evolving. We did listen to Top 40. I remember that.
So most popular 40 songs in America?
Jackson most popular 40
songs. The top, the very top.
Michael Jackson was probably in there at least some
yeah,
of
Yeah, of
them.
Course. Of course, of
what
course.
What year is this?
This was early 80s.
So he's the Off the Wall album had come out in 79. This is pre-Thriller in 82.
Yeah, it's just, well, early 80s. Would
so maybe
encompass.
Thriller
yeah,
era.
Absolutely.
Well, I just want to, excuse
Bless
me.
Bless your silly ass.
I just want to say you. One thing.
Yeah. To rebut, though,
I'll
make a final point on this, and no one can speak after.
If I may, I will simply leave you with this thought. It was, you want the name of the club?
Yeah.
It was called Shangri-La 2.
Really? Like Why? Shangri-La the
from the book Lost Horizon.
Oh. Not the song.
Not the Howard.
The
Hurt. Not the Hearst.
How's that Shangri-La song go?
Wait, is that?
That was
Citizen
Xanadu.
Kane. Yeah, but isn't Citizen Kane, they call it Shangri-La or no?
I can't remember what they call it.
Okay.
Citizen Kane.
Citizen.
What do they call it?
Citizen Kane. I still, by the way, anytime. Yes, Kevin McDonald.
Yeah.
Citizen Kane!
I had to watch that in school, but what class
The
was
Kids
that?
In the Hall?
No, you were Kids in the Hall.
Oh, right.
Hey,
right.
Everybody, I'm the substitute teacher. I'm stoned out of my mind. We're going to watch the Kids in the Hall today.
That'd be awesome.
What, can you imagine?
Guys, so cool. We should be substitute teachers.
Okay, that's a good idea.
As a trio.
Right? You know what? Because you don't have to do it that often, right?
Yeah, we should just sign up.
Yeah.
I think Erin Whitehead was a substitute teacher for a while, and she had like a consistent class because the teacher had something happen. And it was
right.
Fun. Yeah.
Okay. Well, we would do that, but we would like bail the second day.
Yeah, I wouldn't
like,
go.
Oh, I'm not busy tomorrow. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm not busy.
Yeah, I'm not busy tomorrow.
I'm not busy tomorrow. Sorry. I'll be here.
Sorry, I'm available.
That reminds me of this time when I was in high school and I was wearing a sweatshirt that I really wanted to wear, but it was really hot. And I was next to a cute boy that I liked named Vince, who was in my line with me. And then my friend was behind
me. In my
me,
line with me?
In lunch line.
Oh, sure.
And I was standing there and this other friend was like, aren't you hot? Or like, she said like, why are you wearing that? And I said, because I'm hot. But I meant to say cold. And I was like, I just have to kill myself.
Yeah.
It's just the
it's
worst.
It's the worst thing I could have said.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I remembered it forever.
We should stop asking people why they're wearing.
I hate that.
Like if like, someone is wearing a jacket, leave them to it.
Yeah.
Somebody was doing that to Lauren when we were in New York one time.
Oh my God.
We went to see a show together.
Yes.
And this guy backstage,
He wouldn't kept let talking it about go. Lawrence,
he would not let
because
it go.
Because my coat was like a little too heavy for the weather, but I was traveling and I only had one coat. So there was no option.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't have worn it if I lived there.
Yeah.
But I didn't.
Set your jacket.
Yeah, exactly. But he kept going about it. And I was getting mad.
Yeah. It was annoying.
Like, it was like,
leave people's clothes to themselves.
I understand that you're not cold.
Yeah. But I don't live here.
I
and
have one
this
jacket.
Is the coat that I brought.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Oh my God, that was really annoying.
Because it's also like, what are you supposed to do then?
What am I going
to
do? Take it off and carry it?
What am I going to do? Get a different coat?
To make you happy?
I don't think so.
You son of a bitch.
Not going to do it.
Not going to do it. Not gonna Nevertheless, super sister.
Not going to do it.
And that's when the glass ceiling broke.
1,000 points of light.
So tell us the end of this story, which I don't remember the beginning.
We're just talking about clubhouses.
Oh, yeah. So it was called Shangri-La 2.
Shangri-La 2.
And it was based on Lost Horizons.
Based on nothing. I just thought Shangri-La was a cool concept.
Shangri-La.
Shambhala.
Shambhala.
We're on the road to Shambhala.
What's that other song that goes, hold on, like what you're just
oh,
doing?
Oh, say.
No.
What's that other
like
song?
Give us clues.
You were doing.
I think it's like Chris Isaac or something, and it goes like,
"Oh, Wicked Games."
There is no other Chris Isaac song.
Okay, that's not that's Chris Isaac then. It's but it goes high like that.
No, I don't want to fall in love.
It's not. I don't want to fall in love. It's I want to fall in love.
With no, he doesn't want to fall.
He
in
doesn't want to fall in
it's
love.
It's a Wicked Game.
You think he's gonna sing a song about wanting to fall in love with someone? I don't think
Lauren,
so.
Who would sing such a song?
The hourglass is done.
Oh, shit!
It's 4:10. I said 4:23 at the earliest.
So I don't know what we're trying to say. I bet it's a half hour.
But it's not.
I bet it's a half hour.
It's not, though.
Well,
35.
Let's see.
Who cares? It's your hourglass. Figure it out and come back to us.
Okay.
If I had a dime.
4:10.
We had a club, and I don't remember what it was called.
What position in the leadership were you?
I think we would always fight. It was my clubhouse, so I think I thought I should be president, but then I turned out. But then my brother was in it, so it was like, I think he and I were always fighting about who was what or whatever, but I feel like one of us was president, one of us was vice, and then I had two friends named Edward, and one was—
How could you be Team Edward if there were two of them?
That's hard.
You need a Jacob.
You had to make your decision.
Yes.
Edward or Jacob.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good point.
Oh, Scott, your story.
Scott, when you see shimmering skin, do you get excited?
Yeah. And you have some on you right now.
No, I don't.
Yeah. Oh, God.
I'm tired.
All right, let's take a break.
Doers, mowing season is here with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, you can get gas like power with the Ryobi 40-volt push mower for just $329. With a runtime of nearly an hour, it's the perfect mower to tackle your half-acre lawn without a trip to the gas station. Just push and mow. Your grass won't wait, so buy it online and pick it up in-store to get out there sooner. Get gas like power this spring with the Ryobi 40-volt push mower just $329 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
We're back.
We're back.
Now it's time for a game that I haven't run past you guys, just like I always do. Ready?
Yep.
The game we're going to play is called Henrietta.
Henrietta.
Meow, 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 meow.
It was submitted by Ira Ray. This game takes a
Poor old Ira Ray. Neighborhood dog's going insane.
This game takes a cue from Henrietta Pussycat of Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood.
Oh, so your meow meows.
I think I called it.
Yeah.
Each player must take turns improvising a dramatic monologue while inserting the word meow as often as possible. If they
laugh,
they lose.
Seems like every word. Oh, okay. I just lost. I laughed.
It's not. You're not started yet.
Okay.
Okay. So
a dramatic monologue.
Yes. Give me a topic. I'll go first.
Oh, okay. I guess tort reform.
What does that mean?
I thought
we're about to go to war.
That's what that means?
No. But that's the topic.
Forget
that's the
about
topic.
That. I would say put that out of your mind. And the topic is we're about to go to war.
Okay.
You're addressing the troops.
All right, everyone. Meow.
All right, everyone.
All right, everyone. Meow.
what a leader. All right, everyone.
All right, everyone. Meow.
Listen up, meow.
She can't.
Listen up, meow. We're about to do something really bad, meow. Meow, it's time for everybody to do what you say. Meow, expecting. We can't. No questions,
can
meow.
Can I say something? It's not a question.
It's a statement.
It's a statement, meow.
Okay,
I'm meow. Expecting.
A
we're
baby,
all
meow?
No, I'm expecting we're all going to pack up and go home, meow. Is that what you're talking
no,
about?
No, we're not, meow. We are now going to do something very meow serious.
Are we supposed to guess, meow?
Everybody take your pictures.
Are we all supposed to talk or is it
meow,
just one person supposed
to talk? It's a monologue for a reason.
That's what I thought. Okay.
Meow. Take a
but you keep.
Grab the pic. Shut up.
Grab my ankles? What?
Grab your ankles. Spread your ass open, meow. And let someone go to town. Meow. No. You need to all take out the photos of meow, your families. Meow. I'm laughing.
Okay.
I'm already out like a million years.
Yeah, I know. You were out from
okay,
the very first.
Someone else do it. And
I'm enjoying it.
I'll try again. But I have to try to
all
do
right,
it
give me a topic. I'll try it.
Your topic is you have to make a speech about the you have to talk about
there's a recall on one of your products.
And so like I'm who am I?
You're
am
the
I
head of the company.
Am I addressing like the public?
Yeah.
Or okay.
It's killed 5 people.
Okay. Good evening, meow. My name is Henry Litchfield, meow, and I come to you, meow, meow, with a heavy heart. Meow, 5 people have unfortunately, meow, perished because of faulty, shoddy parts, meow, in our hair dryer. Meow, meow.
My uncle passed.
Is this a new monologue? My uncle passed. Where am I? I thought I was like on TV.
No, you're in a field.
In a field.
Yeah.
In Afghanistan.
Yeah. We needed these hair dryers.
All right. I feel like you won, honestly. Okay.
Scott, you won.
Scott's turn.
All right, give me a topic.
Your monologue is a passionate plea to get back together with your ex who you ruined everything with.
Great. And Lauren and I play the ex.
Yeah, we're one person.
Meow.
We're 2 10-year-olds.
We're 2 10-year-olds.
So we're 20
so
we're years
20s.
Old.
Yeah, I was trying to get there.
Meow. Meow. Meow, meow. Meow.
Some real words have to come.
I thought it was as often as possible.
Oh, my God. Oh, my fucking.
Meow. 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 Shut up. Meow. Shut up. Shut up. Shut up. Meow.
Okay.
Shut up.
Well, I don't want to get back together now.
Shut up. Shut up. Shut up. Meow.
Okay.
Shut
look.
Up.
Look.
Shut up.
Meow. Look.
Shut
I love.
Up.
I love
just
you.
Shut up. Shut up.
I love you. Meow. Just shut up, though.
Okay.
And let me tell you why I love you, meow.
Okay.
Ever since the day that I saw you rooting through my meow trash, I knew that there was something about you, meow, that just meow swept me off my feet. And I said, meow, I can save this poor girl. Meow.
What a horrible.
Fuck you.
Shut up.
You're doing the meow
for
shit.
One second. Fuck you.
Okay. I'm going to try again. You guys were too good at it. It's not great. Okay.
And Lauren, you can't keep a straight face. I have learned.
I know.
Through okay. Any take of any. You're not as bad as Ryan Gall.
But that was because we were having so much fun.
We were having a lot of fun.
We're having a lot of fun. I could keep a straight face, but
I
was having
a lot
of fun. I
could have got through some
tape. What is my topic?
Your topic is you have to put down the giraffe at the zoo that everyone loves.
You have to destroy it.
Listen, everyone. Meow. Listen, everyone. Meow. Gather around, meow.
Hi.
Hi.
What's up? What's up, Ding Dong?
Obviously, my what's up play is meow. I am Ding Dong. I am meow, the head giraffe harnesser meow at the zoo.
You were just hired like an hour ago. You already want to talk to us?
Yep.
Is there something wrong with the giraffe harness?
Meow. The harness fits fine. Meow. It's just that.
Oh, thank God.
While right, I was this meow, is a long, long neck.
While I was meow climbing his neck, it meow snapped in half.
Why were you climbing its neck?
What the fuck?
Who hired you? It meow snapped in half?
Meow. And this is not good. Meow. And obviously, meow, we need to bury him. So.
He's still alive. He's still alive in pain.
He won't be soon. Meow.
You
everyone
killed Jiffy?
Can,
you snapped his
can
neck?
Can everyone just meow quickly? Hold hands with each other.
Quickly hold hands? I can do fast? It. Yeah, I can do it about it this fast? Is this okay?
Fast enough?
Meow. And then we're going to step on his neck until it's
what?
Done.
What? No.
Meow. And
we can't be in charge of this. We need to call the head. I don't know. The head of the zoo?
There's no one to call, meow. I've been made Mr. the head Topham of the Hatch. Zoo, meow, because my father was the head of the zoo, meow, and he since, meow, passed.
Wait, he's dead?
Did you climb on his neck? So an hour ago, you were hired as the head giraffe harnesser, then you killed the giraffe and your dad, and you became promoted to head of the zoo.
Wow, you're caught up, ding dong.
What's the place? Hey, this is a successful treacher.
Absolutely.
Don't you think?
Absolutely.
So who won?
The listener.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Time to wind it down. And
time to, okay. Let's do a cool down. Let's do it. Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, everyone.
Wind it down.
Again, you can start, you can return to your own thoughts and it doesn't matter whatever you're thinking and just sort of keep that feeling of relaxation with you as you go throughout the day. You can feel the weight of your body all day long, everywhere you go. Just feel the weight of it.
I'd like to know how many times you farted during the show. The listeners, not you guys.
Oh, I was going to say none.
None for me, too. By the way, I'm proud that during massages, that professional massages, I'm fart-free.
No.
You should be proud.
I'm proud that I am, too. Do you think a lot of people just let her rip?
I feel like I am, too, or else people will assume that I'm not.
No, but I mean, sometimes you know how you drift off into
an
sleep?
An accident, yeah.
An accident. You get so relaxed, it's an accident.
Yeah.
But I'm 100% proud. Have never done it. But I'd like to know. But I'd like to know out there, how many times did you fart when you...
Why do you want to know that?
Because I'm interested.
How many
but why
people,
are you interested?
How many people who are listening to this like to get farted on?
No.
We want to know these things. So go head over to our Instagram, Threedom USA.
Yeah. Yeah, sure. Over there.
And just write it. Just write it anywhere.
Just write it.
Just write it. There's probably a box you can write it in.
Leave it as the caption for one of your own photos.
No, if you're going to post it, you have to make it a story and tag us, and it has to be public.
So, and we have to hear you doing it.
No,
you have to say, I like to be farted on.
Damn.
So anyway, Threedom USA. On both Twitter and Instagram.
I don't really deal with the Twitter that much, and neither does Scott. Scott deals mainly with the Instagram.
Right. Me?
That's my.
I don't deal with any of it anymore. Yeah.
That's my responsibility is the Instagram. So if I've been slacking lately, I'm sorry.
Maybe stop saying I love you for 2 seconds and post some content.
Yeah.
I know, but it's just, I have these feelings.
All right. Well, anyway, follow us on Threedom USA on Instagram. Follow us and email us threechers@threedomusa@gmail.com.
And listen and subscribe to this show wherever you can. And if you want to listen ad-free, you can do it on both Stitcher Premium and also at cbbworld.com.
Or right here.
Yeah. Or wherever you're listening, because we haven't done an ad in weeks.
Good night.
Crocs, come back to us. We love you.
Crocs, come back, Crocs.
Come back, Crocs.
Come back.
Come back.
Crumb
back.
Crumb-believable.
You're croc-believable.
Bring on spring projects with Spring Black Friday Savings from The Home Depot. With free delivery on over 2 million items, you can bring on the spring cleaning, the patio decorating, and the front yard gardening. And if you need it fast, get same-day delivery on thousands of products like fertilizer and seeds to keep your yard looking beautiful. Bring on the spring doing and spring your way only at The Home Depot. How doers get more done. Order select in-stock items by 4 p.m. subject to availability.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's.
For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.